This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I believe in what they're doing. I think they're doing a great job. I think the CEO is doing a great job. It's Rod Smith with Green Polka Dot Box. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol GPDB. And what Green Polka Dot Box is, it's America's premier online membership club for organic and non-GMO natural foods. Rod, welcome and thank you to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate being with you here.
You know, tell us a little bit what's been going on. You know, I think the last time we had you on the show was a couple of months. What's new with Green Polka Dot Box?
What's new is that we've added more health merchants. We're approaching 300 now health merchants that reach 45 million customers. Our new digital application has been totally developed. So we're in the final stages of preparation for a national health merchant stores launch to reach 45 million people, beginning hopefully sometime in November. That's what we're shooting for.
And so you guys are going to have enough products to cover all this?
Well, that's a very good question, and that leads to what we're doing today. We're actually preparing to do a investor offering to raise the capital required so that we can stock inventory and be fully prepared for the launch of the stores.
You know, in 2015, you guys did $1.4 million in revenue. What are we looking at in 2016 and 2017?
Well, the $1.4 million is a very misleading number. We started out as a single online store, as you described at
Absolutely.
The beginning of the call. But about 2.5 years ago, we made a conscious decision to depart from that model and essentially replicate our store into hundreds of similar stores we call health merchants. We went out, of course, the technology, took us over 2 years and a couple $1 million to build the platform. But then we went out and started speaking with large influencers in the market that had their own customer bases and convinced them to become a health merchant on our platform so that they could launch their own store under their own brand name, but sell the product line that we've aggregated and also allow us to do all of the infrastructure and logistics support for them. So, well, what I'm getting at in a long-winded way is to explain that about 2.5 years ago, we departed from our original model. We felt we could reach millions of customers faster with the health merchant application. So we invested everything into that, and we actually allowed our inventory levels to fall and our sales to drop in the subsequent years. So 1.4 million represents a fairly inactive company. We weren't marketing, we weren't trying to get customers, and we were focusing on the health merchant launch. Now, you know, with the pending launch, we anticipate that 2017 is going to be a huge year for us. You know, we have 45 million people that we can market through or market to through our trusted health merchants. These are customers that they already have or
Absolutely.
Constituents.
Let me ask you this. These health merchants you have, are these brick-and-mortar stores or are these online stores?
Well, we give them an online store.
Okay.
The health merchants, again, are influencers. They already have their own customer base or their own constituent. I'll give you some examples. We have one health merchant that is known as March Against Monsanto. I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of that organization.
Absolutely.
They have 800,000 followers. So March Against Monsanto is creating their own online store on our health merchant platform, and it's called Shop Against Monsanto. And they will be marketing to their 800,000 people to shop at their store, get clean foods at the lowest prices guaranteed. knowing that 10% of their purchases will go to help Monsanto continue, or to help march against Monsanto, continue to fight the GMO producing industry. But there are many others. As I said, we're approaching 300 health merchants now. Some are smaller with, 5,000 customers. Some, we have one that has over 30 million customers. So they're all preparing to launch and to market to their own customer or consumer groups, but they'll do it on our platform. If I may, I'd like to kind of explain this another way.
Absolutely.
Your listeners are familiar with Uber, I'm sure.
Right.
Some very smart guys decided they would build a software application to enable car owners to open up a business and provide personal transportation, and to provide customers with access to those car owners where they could book travel arrangements. So with the digital application in place, Uber signed up 1 million drivers, and then that was followed by now over 8 million subscribers that use Uber. I'm one of them. It's a great service. So Uber's now worth $60 billion in the market. So Green Polka Dot Box, how does that compare? Well, Green Polka Dot Box has developed a digital application, not for automobile owners, but for market influencers that have their own customer bases. These can be healthcare practitioners that have patients. They can be media outlets, whether they're radio or television or online, that have their own customer groups or followers. They can be health food store owners, health clubs. There's a wide range of influencers in the market that have their own customer bases. So we built a digital application for them. And then they can take that application and offer it to their own customers, just like Uber offers their subscription services to consumers who are looking for personal transportation advantages. So that's the comparison. Now we have 45 million customers or potential customers,
right?
More appropriate, consumers that have close relationships with their respective health merchant. So to answer your question about sales next year, well, we're going to start out slow. We'll probably market consistently to about 150,000 customers a week. Again, these are the customers of our health merchants. We'll be running special promotions, extraordinary values on clean foods. We expect to start out somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million in sales in our first month. Compare and contrast to $1.4 million last year. We're going to do $3 million in our first month, but then I think we can build the business and eventually increase our email marketing, not to 150,000 a week, but to 1.5 million a week, and then to 5 million as we grow and gain increased capacity for inventory. We'll be able to increase the marketing that we do, and eventually our plan, of course, over the next 3 years is to eventually be able to reach all 45 million, but we will be adding more health merchants too. So I expect, in fact, by the middle of next year, we'll be reaching over 100 million potential consumers. So the growth curve is extraordinary. At least that's what we're projecting.
My guest today is Rod Smith. He is the CEO of Green Polka Dot Box, Inc. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol GPDB. Let me ask you this, Rod, while I got you on the phone. What's going on with Day Boat Seafood in Florida? Are we implementing any of that?
We are still in the midst of financing arrangements for the acquisition. We don't have a major public announcement yet, but I'm hoping one will come very soon.
And it seems like your price is very low, your stock price, at a market cap of just north of $4 million. Stock's around 10 or 11 cents. Why should people consider investing in Green Polka Dot Box now?
Well, that's a tough one to answer. I guess I could say, our stock used to be $5, and that was before the OTC bulletin board market crashed. And you know, people have lost all confidence in buying securities on the bulletin board.
Right.
Our stock has suffered along with thousands of other companies for that reason. It has absolutely nothing to do with the accomplishments that we've achieved. And so the price is a historical low. It's not even close to what it used to be. And so for that reason alone, they should buy as much as they can at this current price. But really, it's because of where we're going. You know, with 300 health merchants and 45 million customers, you know, I think next year we're going to do somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 150 million in sales. You know, at a 13% EBITDA, your listeners can do the math and get an idea of what our profitability and what our value is going to be. We're doing our IPO, and we plan to do an IPO next year. So people can either buy stock in the market or they can contact us and get involved in our pre-IPO offering right now. But I think, you know, there's just tremendous gain potential and a modest amount of risk. So that's why they should be buying.
My guest today is Rod Smith. He is the CEO of Green Polka Dot Box, Inc. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol GPDB. Rod, in closing, is there anything that you would like to talk about that we didn't get a chance to go over?
I think, you know, I would just encourage people to take a closer look at us. We've just produced some extraordinary videos. If your listeners will write this down, I encourage them to go to gpdb.investments. Just type that into your browser. There's no www required. gpdb.investments, and watch videos number 4 and number 1 to get a sense of where we are, what we're doing. I think they'll be not more than intrigued, and they may want to participate with us in our pre-IPO offering.
Absolutely. I want to wish you the best, Rod. Thank you for coming on the show and taking time out of your busy schedule. We're going to check back with you in a month or two to see how things are going.
Thanks a lot, Everett. Appreciate it.